The Owana Partnership, in collaboration with the Ankrum Opera House, will present Performing Owana, an original play through the Owana landscape, on Friday, September 22nd through Sunday, September 24th. Performing Owana has been written by nationally recognized playwright and TV writer Dara Cloud and co-directed by the Ankrum Opera House creatives Jeffrey Musso and Paul Ricciardi. Am I right on that?
Ricciardi.
Ooh, a nice H in there. Okay, great. Paul Ricciardi, along with the Owana Partnership's Director of Education, Amy Huffnagel. The three theater artists have been working for months to design an immersive promenade-style theater production to be delivered in the landscape at Owana while the audience follows the story through the historic site. It is a play that takes the interpretation of Owana to another level, both in terms of costumed interpretation, but also in the untold and imagined stories between the lines of letters and journals in the church archive. To tell us more, we welcome Paul Ricciardi, director, co-director of the Ankrum Opera House. Playwright Dara Cloud also joins us, along with Amy Huffnagel, director of education for the Owana Partnership. It is a delight to have all three of you before our microphones this morning. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Amy, let us begin with you as the director of education for the Owana Partnership. How did this idea come about?
It has been in development for about a year now, and this idea that any historic site should tell many stories, not just one story, not just one official story, drives a lot of the work that we do. And I'm very interested in this emerging field of creative nonfiction, where you turn to contemporary working artists and you ask them to invent but base that in the archive in some way.
So we'll get into this specifically with the writers, but your idea of invention can go how far?
Right. Well, poetic license. We want our artists to have
really
poetic
far.
License.
And, yeah.
I think that, again, in the education department, we sometimes ask ourselves, or actually quite frequently ask ourselves, what would Fred and Isabel do, who were the 1870 occupants of this historic site? And you answer that question in all sorts of different ways. But one of the things that Fred and Isabel would do would they would stage skits and tableau vivants and recitations in the evening to pass the hours. And so,
They really did that. Okay.
So taking that idea and pushing it into the 21st century with a group of thespians and writers and directors and producers, what happens then?
Okay. And that's where the invention comes in of figuring that out and really, but being historically accurate, but kind of playing with that notion.
That's right. And even if you go back into the archive and you read Frederick Church's letters or friends writing to him or Isabel's journals and letters, you know, you start to hear language that we have lost. You start to hear ideas. And so I think that one of the notions behind activating this project was to ask real professionals in the field to say, what does this spark for you when you go backwards to look at making something forward?
All right. So, Dara Cloud, what did this spark for you?
Well, we spent most of the winter in the basement of the house reading the letters. And the three of us,
fun.
Jeff and Paul and I.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was great. Our feet are still frozen. it was so incredible. And we would just sit there and read out loud to each other and get inspired and take notes. And what we found really was that this is somebody who lived life as art, or art as life. It was all intertwined. And when you go to Owana, you see that. You see that in every tree, where it's planted, every building, the angle of, you know, of its situation, the house itself, which is obvious, but everything was intentional. And so everything was him and an expression of his artistic impulse with a collaboration from his wife, which is, it's his life and his wife were things that emerged from these letters. And then Paul had a dream about the fanny pack people.
Are you dreaming about fanny packs again, Paul?
Fanny packs are making a comeback. They really are, Joe. So just
all right,
know that,
well,
everyone.
Lay down on the couch and tell us about your dream about the fanny packs.
But it was the thing was, like, I lived in Hudson for 12 years.
Yep.
And I would go to Owana and kind of walk around, but I never really kind of thought about Frederick Church and Owana. And when we would go to Olana to do research, I would look at the people taking the tours and sort of listen to them. And I got this feeling that some people didn't, they were just kind of going because the, you know, it seemed like a nice idea, but they didn't know about church. And so I had this idea that we, maybe we should write in to this piece that there are sort of, you know, the people that might not know a lot about church or who might be vaguely interested, or maybe they're interested in art and maybe not. So we don't have fanny packs in the show after all, but we definitely have lay people.
People who might wear them.
Yes.
Who might own them.
And hide them in their closets. Yeah.
So talk a little bit about the Opera House and the involvement and how ultimately, because it'll be your performers primarily?
We're using professional actors from the area. I wouldn't say there are performers. Actually, some of the performers came through a writer's group that Dara runs called Howl Playwrights. But the Opera House, the Ankrum Opera House, we took it over 2 years ago and reimagined it as a nonprofit performing arts organization. And so we do a mix of presenting and producing. And we did produce a play last year called In Praise of Elephants. And one of the actors from that, James Aquino, we've brought back. So we're sort of developing a company as we go in our second season this year. Yeah.
So it goes along with your mission of what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not too much of a like extracurricular activity.
No, I mean it is and it isn't. We're still, the Opera House is still figuring out who we are, you know, in our second season. We've known Amy for a while now, and actually Jeff Musso, the co-director of the Opera House, worked on a project with Amy about 5 or 6 years ago now that was also on the grounds of Olana. And so we had a relationship with Amy. And so, you know, as artists who've been in the region, you know, we've kind of developed a family of theater artists. So in many ways, the relationships we've made through the Ankrum Opera House sort of came to be years before we started running it, for sure.
And as far as Olana's mission on education, and I know this may sound like a no-brainer of a question, but the obvious answer, but the benefit to this of going into so many partnerships and collaborations with other arts groups within the region, the benefit of that for you in telling the church story.
That's right. It absolutely creates a highly professional production at Olana that is so different than if a guide or an interpreter started putting on a costume and telling you their tour of Olana versus a really professional group of writers and actors doing that process. And, you know, I've been watching it unfold now for months, and there is just an amazing process that actors use of active listening and imagining and improvisation that is building something that is really amazing.
And one thing that's been interesting is that for both organizations, it's a way of reimagining how we do things, right? So working with performing arts, theater artists, and collaborating with you know, art historians and, you know, visual arts educators has been a really interesting sort of bridging of the different fine arts mediums. And certainly for the Ankrum Opera House, that's something we're interested in, sort of finding new forms for theater. For sure.
Dara, what are the challenges in writing something like this and putting it together?
I think the biggest challenge was, first of all the material we had and everything we would have wanted to put into a 5-hour pageant, which has to be, you know, 40 minutes. So after reading all those letters and immersing ourselves in the great books that have been written about church and Isabel, sort of on the periphery, we got together with actors and worked with improv threw out things. We gave them lines from the letters. We gave them images, anything they wanted. And they made these wonderful little scenes. And every once in a while, there'd be something in a scene that was just so striking. Mm. At one point, they made a frame with their bodies. And we just went, oh, okay, there's an idea, a frame on a landscape.
Right.
Wow, what do we do with that? And then, of course, they have voices. And I had been hearing Frederick and Isabel through their letters and really fell in love with Isabel just as much as I did Frederick.
We only have about 30 seconds left, but also this production had to be portable. I mean, you're yes. moving it along the grounds, too. Yeah.
And that was the other challenge.
Yeah, yeah, it moves. I mean, we are walking on the landscape. It is, we're not staying still, and that created so many actually challenges in terms of staging, yeah. writing, creating space for audience members to move, sometimes in silence for, you know, several minutes.
I think, though, when you move the play off the stage and actually use a site-specific immersive environment, something really magical can happen for the audiences.
Yeah. Absolutely. This all happens on Friday, September 22nd through through Sunday, September 24th. So that's this coming weekend. You can find out more information by going to awana.org. It's the Awana Partnership in collaboration with the Ankrum Opera House presenting Performing Awana, an original play throughout the Awana landscape. Awana.org for more information. Paul, Dara, and Amy, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program. Have a beautiful and special weekend, and thank you for the great work you're doing.
Thank you.
Same.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Bye-bye. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.